As of the weekend, there were 470 COVID patients hospitalized throughout the five counties of the state's Western New York region. These included 396 patients in Erie County, 76 in an intensive care unit. Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein spoke about last week's testing.
We've had the most number of cases reported than we've ever had, 4,305 cases, which gives us 7.6% of all the tests done were positive.
In the meantime, the county is gearing up for eventual vaccinations. County Executive Mark Polenkars says Jonathan Dandies, a longtime Rich Products and Buffalo Bisons executive who chairs the board at ECMC, will lead the county's vaccination task force. Polenkars says the county is also fully stocked with millions of nitrile gloves and procedure masks and hundreds of thousands of goggles, face shields, and other personal protective equipment.
Now you wonder, why has Erie County got so much of this PPE? Well, it's not going to be just for us. It's going to be for our partners in the local community. We also believe, because of what we've been told, we're going to be assisting not only delivery of vaccine in Erie County, but delivery of vaccine across Western New York.
Polenkars says there are enough hospital beds to keep the region out of the state's red cluster zone designation, which would impose closures or further restrictions on many businesses. Officials are still awaiting numbers from the Thanksgiving holiday, with concern that festive gatherings will drive case numbers upward. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.